Hello, Rudy. Well, hello, Harry. It's so nice to be back home where I belong. You are looking so well, Nanny. I can you're still glowing, you're still crowing, going strong. I feel the wind swaying for the band, playing one of fellas, find me an empty lot. Fellas, darling, you'll never go away again.
Hello, darling. Well, hello, darling. It's so nice to have you back where you belong.
But now that I'm back in the lights of 14th Street, tomorrow will be brighter than the good old
day.
Tell it to me, sweet.
Hello.
Thank my lucky star.
Your lucky star.
You're looking great, Stanley. Lose some weight. I think you did, Stanley. Dolly's overjoyed and overwhelmed and overpowered.
I hear the ice.
Do you hear the ice?
Tinkle, see the lights.
Can you see the lights?
Tinkle, and you still get glances from
look at you all, you're all so handsome. Golly gee, fellas, find me an empty knee, fellas.
Now you'll never go away again.
Dallas. This is Lucy. Dallas, it's so nice to have you back where you belong.
I'm so glad to be back.
Ah, you're looking swell.
Thank you, Louis.
Dolly, I can tell.
Brother Joe?
Dolly, you still glowing, you still crowing, you still going strong. I feel the room sway and the band play. One of our favorite songs. Show some snap, fellas. Find her an empty love in you. Darling, if I'm gonna fail you again.
Well, 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 oh, it's darling. Well, well, oh, darling. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell.
Hey, you got two or something else? That...
I got 10 Northern Boulevard, please.
Oh, no, I got
I don't have bad stuff, but it's better work.
And this is in British, British Columbia.
When I get the record.
Yeah, you got two of these, and there was one of you got a spare one.
Well, she's got Northern.
The life of the party.
Well, ain't the Boulevard only next to
no, it's you are a woman I am.
Oh, yeah. We'll take that,
then. Yeah, I never heard that one. So who is at the record?
The life of the party. Oh, wait, we're up with it.
Yeah,
today.
I never heard that.
I'll take it.
Yeah, there's two of them.
Put one in your bag now, so you won't forget it.
Yeah, that was fun, that life of the party.
You have a good time, don't you, Joe?
Yeah.
Joe, look at the gleaming eyes.
Scrappy.
It's there, looking at you with the stubborn eyes, boy.
Stubborn?
Stuff. Goddamn, give me a drink. Sammy took that drug and he gave me a...
He doesn't read my messages.
I'm glad you're here to translate this shit.
Yeah, stuff in your eyes, you know.
Like stardust.
Yeah, well, it was sexy. I don't give a shit. Because I tell some family moms and the little devilish moves.
Those eyes, huh?
I tell them, yeah, it's going to be a good assumption.
I'm gonna put this down. When I come again, and I will.
But I hope you come again.
Don't be asking.
You know where this belongs? Where do you keep it?
Just sit right over there.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'm like the Jewish guy out from Jewtown that said, the spade and went in there once and ordered a gray, hearted suit, you know, and second stuff. So the minute he got the suit on, he said, God damn, my stomach hurts so bad. I gotta go to the toilet. So the Jewish folks said, hey, Nellie, you know, in New York, he's a pretty, let's go, this cat went in there and did his business and cut right on out to the south side and he never come back. 3 months later now, he figured it comes in Friday. Want some brown, some fine, fine, just boy, pitching up there, brother. Yeah, you know, looks good. Like me paper on the wall. Sure feels good over here. Good God, man. I'm just, so the Jewish brothers don't say, shit ready. I'll be ready. Shit ready. Close them off. Pull them down and go. But I'm nigger, they run it in the ground. He got away once. That's like a bank robber, a stick-up man. He's got his little taste from hustle and things. But he wants one more haul.
Yeah.
That's what fucks him.
Yeah.
The last one that gets him.
He underestimates people, you know. Joe Thomas was that he got too
time.
Happy. Yeah,
he got too happy.
Oh, that's the one that fucks up all what he did. Like a scarecrow. You know? They hide when they move the ugly niggas to stand out in the field there. Instead of just putting one of them dummies in it, you know.
Scared.
Yeah. So this motherfucker, he was ugly. He stand out there smoking and say he's scared the crows so bad. Said they brought back corn that's stolen for 6 months.
6 months worth of corn.
It might be shaped like a
will you please remember that one?
That's too much.
I'm gonna have that on tape sometime.
But that's right, baby.
Oh, come on, we gotta meet a bus tomorrow. We can't keep everybody up. Come on.
How y'all feel about this? You got importance to do or something?
Everything's
no,
right.
You're more important than anyone.
Well,
yeah.
See,
no,
the bus, I don't have to call Ira or nothing.
It'll be the thrill of a lifetime.
It must
just go to Philly, and then we, after the gig, we can take a bus back to New York.
We can do whatever we want.
No, but
that's
true.
Fred Miles is there. We can visit him.
We got friends there.
Don't we ride to that
come
sewer
right
paper?
Back home, but then it's not far from here.
And the cat that has the paper that Jack writes for in Philly, he lives there.
This town is too far.
Yeah.
We can't catch the plane till the next morning.
It'll be beautiful.
1:30 for Doc Schiff. 150 West 55th.
I haven't been on
right
the
up the street. Next to that hotel. We used to live 110.
Where's the place where they wouldn't let us get on the bus? Where was that? Was
Doc
that Schiff? Was that Doc Schiff's?
That was in 110, wasn't it?
That was 110.
55th.
It was a Frenchie wouldn't let us on the bus. He invited us. You know, we said, all right, we don't. Where were they going? We got there anyway, I think, to a tent.
Well, Pops wasn't there.
Pops
the bus was coming out here to pick you up.
Oh, that's what I didn't know.
But no, you didn't know that. But Frenchie came on
so
bad. So
we said, okay. So we got there. I think it was Lambertville or some place in a tent. Anyways.
It's cold weather, son.
Listen, you once took me on the bus and you paid for my room in Providence, Pops. Took me to Newport. One of my cherished memories. Do you? How could you with everything you got on your mind?
Oh, you need nice stuff.
Look at the mind he's got.
Care of the body and the soul, you know.
Yeah.
Take me home and we'll try again.
Okay, baby. Let's go.
Okay.
What are we doing here?
I don't know.
Hold on there, man.
Come on. Keep your finger on it.
I don't know.
Go.
She can always change her mind.
Keep your finger on it.
All right. Change.
And guess what I got in my hand? You're going to have a
What have you got in your hands?
Look how princess she's getting on your way.
Oh, I'm getting ready. Come on.
Well, you look, you got it all excited.
It's the red shorts. Every time
shit.
I was sitting here,
I'm
going to
get some red
shorts.
I'm going to get some red shorts.
You promise?
See, now y'all going to get me in trouble because I'm thinking about what y'all are thinking.
I'll be glad for us. I'll be glad. We're glad for you.
Well, ain't it good you gave us that idea?
Oh, yeah,
I never would have thought of it.
Say right back,
I wasn't sure about those. You wait out. Coffee time.
What is that?
Oh, coffee.
We can all think of each other.
She got the little trumpet out. But I didn't want to say anything.
Oh, you got to think. Oh, yeah, you got a third member of the family.
Hey, there's a baby.
Oh, when she found it, she bring up some coffee. All that lubrication. My wife, herself, you know.
You got to be lubricated at all times.
That's how you go to jail. How you go to jail. You can sit there and get sand on it. He wanted to ooze out of it.
Isn't he a poet?
There's a new baby was born, we heard about. They named the little baby boy Cornette. Her first name. Father plays the cornet. I told you about that. It's about 3 months old, brand new. It's Cornette.
How proud you of
me. Yeah. Isn't that beautiful?
I heard a good story the other day. I got to try it sometime. When you're in an elevator with another cat, you're going up in an elevator. It's a packed elevator. And it's just you and him, and you're going to the 12th floor, say. But when you get to the third floor, you go, goodbye, sweetheart. I'll call you. And you walk out of the elevator, and the door's closed.
You leave with
and this
friends.
Cat's left there, standing there. And everyone's looking at him like this.
Who do you want to do that to?
And he can't say nothing.
Do it to Ira.
What the fuck did he say? You
can follow you off.
And like, he won't be able to follow you off the elevator because when you say that, you'll just go.
Where did you hear that? How will he know?
When you catch up with your shit, it's over with.
I got to pull that stuff. No, someone told me that.
You like
that? I'm just waiting to find a cat to be on the elevator with and pull that shit.
Waiting to get out. You get out.
I'll get out before we get the floor. But it's going to be a full elevator.
So you can maneuver quick before he comes to his senses.
I'll see you, darling. I'll call you later.
Don't just say later, sweetheart.
And kiss her right on the chops with a big
see that his wife for Christ.
Wait till the next time I'm in the elevator with you.
No, I might kiss you first, not even. We should read other than
that. Elevator routine.
I shouldn't
He'll
have
stay away from you in elevator.
I might have it up now, but it was you.
You'll be running from each other in elevators.
I
don't know.
If you kiss me, I'm going to kiss him back. See, I ain't going to be startled. The rest of the people are going to be startled as hell.
They might start to
unless this other guy, he probably won't be on to it.
Get him.
And I ain't going to leave the elevator either.
You can't leave until I, because we
Why did you tell him
this
story? Because he didn't
want
to do it.
Well, I thought I didn't want
to No, now that I know he's agreeable, I just wanted to find out if he was agreeable.
You want to work that kiss in, right?
Wait till next time we're alone in the elevator.
You're never alone in the elevator with him. There's always people around that we all know.
Oh, well, we'll find a chance.
I mean, Jeeves agreeable. That horse is making a Think it's nice. Even if we don't do the one to think about it. You know
nice
horsey. Like all them women, this man writing from England, he sit in my dressing room after the show and I'm gonna change clothes. And these people lined up. And all these little chicks coming in, you know, the show moved. May I kiss you?
Oh.
Sure. But it killed him. Damn. Oh, these people, not women, come in with their husband. May I kiss you? That's how close that they want me to feel.
Yeah.
Anyway, to get in them drawers, but look at the thought. See what I mean? It's all up here. See what I mean? Little things like that. And it hung to some. You didn't know how to queer than some of them cats who kissed over. And then him, I mean, he's so regular. And I took that summers up to a party. Lord Mountbatten's. Nephew and niece, she's got to be a niece. She's a woman.
She's a chick. Unless she's funny, too.
Well, I mean, in our niece way.
Good for her.
But just think that brother got up there and you thought it was his party.
Oh.
And I was looking for him to be old English wallflowers. That brother took off his coat and opened his tie and him and Sarah got doing the funky Broadway and all that stuff. Look me up, man. So I got to dance. One of them was a side of gals want to dance with me.
Oh.
So right away I told her, I said, well, I'm going to dance with you, baby, but you got to dance like I do in New Orleans when I was a kid.
Oh, right yeah.
Ah. I put that hump on her ass right in that corner. She said, who this? I'm in tempo with the music. I just ain't making double steps. Like they want Streisand and I, we walk to the mic, the camera. Say, now when the room swaying, you know what I mean? In tempo, well, opera, swaying in the body. Oh, fucking, and she's jumping, and I'm just hot as she is, you know what I mean? She's like them deers in that story. The little boy said, let's run down there and fuck one of them deers. I said, no, son, let's walk down there and fuck all them deers.
Baby, we got
got to get up and go to Philadelphia.
All right, we'll get some deers, too. Well, back some deers.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to bed early.